Welcome to Dynamite Adventures. Journey back in time as we explore the fascinating world of dinosaurs and prehistoric life.
All right, dino fans, buckle up. We're diving deep into the world of a dinosaur that was basically, well, a living tank.
We're talking Ankylosaurus, right?
You got it. Ankylosaurus, this beast was decked out in armor plates, had a tail club that could probably wreck a car, and maybe even went toe-to-toe with T-Rex.
Oh, absolutely. Some incredible fossils out there. Tell us a lot about this amazing dinosaur.
So for this deep dive, we're going to crack open the fossil record and see what made Ankylosaurus such an incredible prehistoric tank. Ready to roll?
Let's do it.
First off, when you say tank, I got to know, just how big are we talking? I mean, was this thing like a minivan or a monster truck?
Think bigger. Ankylosaurus was massive. Picture a small bus, maybe 20, maybe even 30 feet long.
Wow, okay. That's a big bus.
And heavy, too. We're talking 6 tons. Easy.
Mm.
But its size wasn't the only thing that made it tough.
Right, the armor. It's what makes Ankylosaurus so iconic.
Exactly. Ankylosaurus was covered in bony plates, almost like a turtle shell, but way more intense. Head to tail, these plates were embedded in its skin, offering incredible protection. We're talking serious defense mechanisms here.
It's like the ultimate shield, right? I mean, didn't I read somewhere that even its eyelids were armored?
You did. Even the eyelids had bony plates for protection. It's amazing, isn't it? Almost like nature decided to go all out on this one.
Absolutely. So this armor, was it like bone? What was it made of?
It's similar to the material that makes up our fingernails, actually, but like super thick and dense.
So basically, this thing was walking around in a fortress made of its own skin. No wonder they call it the fused lizard.
Fused lizard, yeah. Its name comes from how its bones were fused together, making it even sturdier. And get this, even its nostrils were protected by bony armor.
Wow, you aren't kidding about nature going all out. But you know what everyone's waiting for? That tail club. That thing's legendary.
Oh, yeah. Picture this. A huge bony mass at the end of its tail, like a sledgehammer, but made of bone. Seriously. Like solid bone.
Solid bone. And Ankylosaurus could swing that thing with incredible force, enough to seriously injure an attacker.
I bet. I mean, wasn't there some evidence that it could even take on a T-Rex?
There is. We found fractured T-Rex bones that perfectly matched the shape and size of an Ankylosaurus tail club.
Whoa, so these two titans actually clashed. That's incredible. But who usually won? Was it like a heavyweight boxing match, you know, back and forth?
It's a question that has paleontologists debating. I mean, think about it. You've got T-Rex with its massive jaws and teeth versus Ankylosaurus with its impenetrable armor and that bone-crushing tail club.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough fight for both sides.
We found Ankylosaurus fossils with T-Rex bite marks on them. But as we were saying, there's also evidence that Ankylosaurus fought back and hard.
So it's kind of a stalemate then? No clear winner.
Right. They both had strengths and weaknesses. I imagine a hungry T-Rex trying to find a chink in the Ankylosaurus's armor while Ankylosaurus is swinging that tail, aiming for the legs or flanks. Talk about an epic dinosaur battle. It's amazing what we can learn just by looking at fossils millions of years old.
It really is. It reminds us that even with all those amazing defenses, Ankylosaurus wasn't invincible. Just like all dinosaurs, it eventually went extinct. Makes you wonder what forces could topple a creature so well protected.
That's something to think about. What could bring down something as tough as Ankylosaurus? It really shows you just how powerful the forces of nature are, shaping life and extinction over millions of years.
And that's the beauty of paleontology. It's a constant exploration, piecing together the puzzle of the past and trying to understand these incredible creatures that walked the earth long before us.
Absolutely. It's a journey of discovery that never ends. And for all you dino enthusiasts out there, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep that passion for dinosaurs alive.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Until next time, folks.
Happy fossil hunting.
And watch out for those tail clubs.
Thanks for joining us on Dinomite Adventures. Don't forget to subscribe for more exciting dinosaur discoveries. Dinomite Adventures is produced by the Dinomite team.